Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tracy did it to me in a hotel room once, remember?
Yeah.
I like hurt my neck and she washes my neck. And then I said, Tracy, this is the gayest thing we've ever done. And she goes, this is the gayest thing we've ever done.
Face cream, eye cream, hyaluronic acid, and what the hell is gua sha? We're talking about beauty hacks for busy moms on this week's Banda Mothers Podcast.
This is the Banda Mothers Podcast.
Banda Mothers. Welcome back, breeders.
Banda Mothers Podcast.
We love you.
Hello, everybody.
That's Shayna. I'm Tracy. I was just like, you know, for all our new listeners.
No, you're right. Because Welcome. When I listen to podcasts, people you're say like, that all the time. They? And yeah. It's nice. It is a nice thing to do.
It is. So the one who's yelling is me, Tracy. And the sane person is Shayna.
I don't know about that.
Well,
welcome to, that's exactly, welcome to another episode in our mommy image theme series where we will be talking about beauty hacks. But before we continue, can we please just ask you, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure that you are subscribed or that you are following, no matter where you're listening. Make sure that it is automatically downloading to your phone or your computer, wherever you listen to podcasts, because that helps us be able to do this. And then also, if you could leave a nice review, that would be very
huge.
Kind.
Very kind. Much appreciated. Very Banda Mothers-y to leave a review for us.
Much bigger of a favor than you would think it would be for us if you could just leave a review.
Just leave. It's good karma.
Yes, please. And follow us on the Soch where you will see more call outs that we have been asking so that we can hear from you and share your stories. And that is what you will hear more of in this episode. However, we did ask you on the gram
at Banda Mothers Official.
At Banda Mothers Official. To give us a little tip, a little hack that you may or may not have known that you know. And we got some fun answers. We wanted to share some of them with you right now.
We did.
Okay. So our friend Molly says, leave your eyebrows alone.
Yeah.
Because that's it. That's the thing now, right? Like that's how you tell something was happening in the 90s versus now, because the size of the eyebrows.
There's not a woman born before 1976 that doesn't deeply regret what she did to her eyebrows in her youth.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't really grow back the way, like if you can pluck them and that's where they go. And when I started getting my eyebrows waxed, and I don't do it that much anymore, but when I went, she was like,
because you're supposed to leave your eyebrows alone.
Yeah, she was like, do not touch. She put the fear of God in me. She's like, do not pluck your eyebrows. And then at one point I had this rogue hair that definitely didn't belong anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I like took a close-up picture of my eyebrow and texted it to her. And I'm like, can I pluck this one?
Oh.
Because I was so scared.
That's amazing.
Our girl Amy, LA cast of Pumping Up Show, says sunscreen all over my bod, no matter what the weather is, every dang day. Also, my dad used to spray Windex on zits. I don't recommend, but it does work. I mean, why wouldn't a Windex take away a zit?
Oh my
God. It's like poison.
It is disgusting. I love that. I don't love that. Okay, one drop of orange oil.
That was my hack.
On your toothpaste?
Yeah.
And that makes your teeth whiter?
Yeah. Orange essential oil, if you drop it onto your toothbrush with your toothpaste.
How often?
Like 2 to 3 times a week, or however often you feel like you need a little freshen of your teeth. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't hurt your enamel. There's no acid in an essential oil. So the acid that you would assume, like, you know, a lot of people say drink lemon water with a straw because the acid is bad for your teeth. In an essential oil, that's out. It's distilled down. It's the oil from the peel of the orange, right. Not the pulp. And it acts as a natural whitener. Like, it's great.
That's fascinating. I also never, ever in a million years would have been like, but what about my enamel?
Oh, so, really? Yeah. Yeah. Funny. A lot of people say that.
Okay. Bar by Laura says, has a couple. Number one, always wash your face before bed, no matter how tired or drunk you are. Number two, I've been removing eye makeup with Vaseline forever. It works better than makeup remover, and I believe it moisturizes my lashes. And number three, apply sunscreen to my face every day, even if it's cloudy. Find yourself a tinted one so you don't end up looking like a ghost.
But then Heather Kircher said coconut oil works better than any other eye makeup remover out there, and one jar will last you forever.
That is genius.
Love the coconut oil. It's also better for you than petroleum Vaseline. Jelly. I mean, no shame. I get it. But.
Sure. Use what you got to use. I am a very big wipes person. It kills Tracy. She cannot stand the amount of wipes that I use.
For so many reasons. Not the least of which is all of them sitting in a landfill.
They're the only things I can get my makeup off with.
That's not true.
personally.
For sure not true. You just love, you freaking love wipes.
I feel so clean.
You.
On my face, guys.
I see you. I see you physically release.
Well, I got
when you apply the wipe, but it's almost like smoking a cigarette. Like there's more to it than the removal of your makeup. Like there's a psychological component, I think.
Wow. Well, it works.
Having watched you wipe yourself for years on the face.
On the face. Okay, this person, Miss P's Lunchbox. I've been using a facial roller to prevent puffy eyes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have one of those. I have one that vibrates.
Yes, I do. Yeah, you do. Oh, this is fascinating to me. I wash my face with antibacterial dish soap to keep acne away.
Wow, serendipity.
Serendipity.
7982.
So I get it, especially if you've got like cystic acne or acne that erupts and there's, I mean, because the bacteria, that's what makes acne spread is that they just pop and then they, but I can't imagine that like long-term, that's not just like ruining your dermal layer.
I don't know,
but
who knows? Maybe she's been doing it for years and years.
I know.
What else do we have?
Lots of people wash their makeup or wash their face every night. Love you,
wash,
you guys.
You wash your face every night.
Oh, no, girl. No, I don't. You think that I do?
I feel like whenever we travel, well, we used to wear a lot of makeup at shows. Never mind.
And we were in a hotel and we'd been on a plane and we'd just eaten In-N-Out. So.
I'm definitely, that's why the wipes are so nice. Because you just wipe it. You don't have to deal with all that water.
Do you wipe every night?
Almost every night.
Do you really?
And then it's just sometimes when you're washing your face in the sink, the water like runs down your elbows and like gets messy. I don't like it. I just would rather wipe.
Welcome to the episode about wipes. This is Shayna and Tracy.
I'm Shayna.
And I'm Tracy and I don't wipe. So we have a great episode coming up for you guys. We have a really fun interview from Queen Lee.
She's amazing. She's an esthetician in Brooklyn, New York, all clean products, very into gua sha that if anyone has ever been curious, we give you all the answers from Queen.
We have a Stump the Breeder game that we recorded at our last live show here in Denver, Mommy Image Edition. And last but not least, we've got some great messages from you guys. So thanks to everyone who's called in and left your beauty hacks. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Stephanie McHugh. And for about 2 years, I've been making my own hyaluronic acid serum. It is super easy and really inexpensive. I found a YouTube video and I was looking to see if I could find the woman that I originally found it about 2 years ago, and I couldn't. But there's a ton of DIY hyaluronic acid serum videos out there for you to check out. It is about a quarter cup of water and a half a teaspoon of hyaluronic acid powder that I get on Amazon. It's under $20 for a little container. And I believe it's by Boss Essentials. It's a little blue container of the powder. And then I also use, put a little bit of vegetable glycerin in there that I got from Whole Foods and mix that up. And my kids got me recently too. I just saw, so I make two batches now. One without the glycerin. And when I get out of the shower, I put that on my that serum on my hair. And then I use the one with the vegetable glycerin on my skin. I feel like the glycerin just kind of makes you look a little more dewy, which is nice. And it's very inexpensive, lasts about a week or two. And I love it.
Hey, I am Megan B. Murphy, the author of Your Fully Charged Life. And my favorite beauty hack has been eyelash extensions. They're a little bit pricey, a little bit time consuming, but I haven't worn makeup since I started getting them. And I feel pretty 24/7. Yay!
So I was talking to a friend of mine about how I was trying to be more careful about clean ingredients in face and body products. And she started telling me about emu oil. And I just sort of like nodded and went, yeah, emu oil, and kind of pretended like I knew what it was. And then I got home and I looked it up and I was figuring that emu like stood for something, E-M-U. Like I thought maybe it was, you know, exfoliating, moisturizing, whatever. But I looked it up and it turns out emu oil is actually like the fat from the emu bird. And I like blew my mind, but I was still so curious. So I in fact bought some emu oil, and it turns out it's really good for a bunch of different things. And I've been using it on dark spots on my face. And if I'm consistent about it, it's actually pretty amazing. I mean, there's probably other stuff out there that's better, but just has a lot of crap in it. So anyway, I'm a convert. I love emu oil. You just have to sort of like watch people's faces when you tell them that you smear the fat from this like Australian bird on your face, but it works.
Queen Lee calls herself a skin witch, a holistic esthetician enhancing the health of your skin by harnessing the power of raw plants. She is certified and licensed in all things skincare with a practice in Brooklyn, New York, where she serves her clients emotionally and physically to support healthy skin and lifestyle. Tracy and I talked to Queen about how you really are what you eat, what tricks we can do at home to help our skin, and the elusive ancient Asian gua sha technique. But first, we asked her about some daily things we moms can do to help make our skin glow, and this is what she had to say.
I think the most easiest and the simplest thing that anybody can do, especially moms, right? Mm-hmm. It's changing how you eat. Because if you want that glowy skin, that, you know, no line skin, it starts from within, because you are what you eat, essentially. So if you eat like shit, you get one, you're going to feel like shit. Mm-hmm. And secondly, you're going to look like shit, honestly. So I strongly believe in moms, or just anybody, even dads, eat healthy, eat food that is good for your skin. A lot of fatty foods like fish with omegas, fruits, obviously. And it's really good because your kids will imitate what you do. So teaching our children about like foods, like processed foods, eating a lot of sugar, eating a lot of cookies, it causes inflammation in your stomach. And in turn, your skin will get red, you'll break out, things like that, like small little things. Something that my grandmother taught me was ginger, everything ginger. Ginger is a great source of antioxidants, which is also a great source of slow aging, preventative care. So when my grandmother was like 70, her skin was hella nice, like glowy, barely any lines. She always told me that it's good for the overall health, which in turn, overall health of your skin as well.
Right.
So by ginger, just like ginger
hot
tea?
Water, hot water. Yep, okay. Water with fresh ginger. Or you could take like a shot of ginger every morning, every night. That might be a little bit too much for certain people because of that burning feeling, or it's spicy. So you can add like a dash of lemon, things like that. It's simple things like changing eating habits, drinking more water, adding cucumber to water, fruits, peppermint. Mint is great for your stomach. So if you have acne, eating food that causes less inflammation in your system would be good. Like no dairy, which is kind of hard for a lot of people. I cheat at times. I eat cheese. I love cheese. But I know like the next day, I'm going to break out.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, I mean, that was a game changer for me when I gave up dairy finally. No more zits on my chin. Like it was like, yeah. It's like clockwork. And I can't do whey. I can't do any of it.
Well, see, so what you eat is really important. What you drink is really important. And again, it's a good habit for your kids to see because they're going to imitate that. And I know so many children who go to school and like, oh, there's cookies there, but there's fruits. I remember what mom said, let me grab the fruits. It does help.
Wow. Yeah. I want that kid.
Well, you can have my son.
Eat fruit.
Oh yeah, I have to be. I have to imitate. Yeah, that I eat fruit first. So that probably also means no alcohol or less alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, if you do drink, I mean, I've been sober for almost 2 years now, and it's a game changer. Now I'm not telling you guys to like not drink alcohol. Don't eat greasy food. Obviously, I cheat on my food all the time. But if you know you're gonna drink a little bit of alcohol, hey, drink 8 glasses of water if you can. Detox your liver, detox your stomach after a night out of drinking. I was a huge whiskey girl, like major whiskey girl. And I knew that after I drink, I would just uptake on like my water with ginger, water with lemon, things that will flush it all out.
And so somebody comes to you for a facial or for a treatment, and then you're like, just, you need to eat better.
Yes, it's part of eating clean, eating healthy, choosing a healthier lifestyle, and obviously using the right products. And I tell my clients, like, one of the biggest things that I hear a lot is, oh, I'm getting a facial, this is a treat. No, homegirl, it's not a treat. I would love people to stop seeing as more like a luxury. It's a treat. It's for my birthday. No, just like how you see a dentist to clean out your gums and your teeth for that deep cleanse, to keep your teeth healthy, that's what you come to see me for that deep cleanse. And also it goes a little bit more than that. You know, there's like a small little therapy session. You get to vent to me. I get to teach you things too, which is nice.
So that's so interesting because I do think there are very many different opinions when it comes to facial care or like getting facials, right? So like I am completely guilty of having a facial every 3 years.
And
well,
okay.
But it's because I do see it as like luxury. something luxury, a treat. It's expensive and it feels like a lot of time and effort for something when I'm already spending money on whether it's Botox or whether it's other things that I do to make my skin or like a cream or whatever I do that I also feel like is taking care of my skin. So I am in that camp of like, it's pretty few and far between. Now, if like I felt I could, I think I would go all the time because I know the benefit, but it feels like a difficult thing for me. But Tracy is a very much more, you go see your skin lady all the time.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, every 6 weeks, because you're right. I mean, for me, and I've had adult acne my whole life.
Okay.
And for sure, you're absolutely right. You know, when I'm eating right, exercising, getting enough sleep, not drinking too much, the skin works itself out. But the other thing is there's all the environmental factors that we don't, you know, consider. Pollution if you live in a city, just all of whatever you're breathing in, it all lands on your skin. Like when I lived in LA, I was broken out constantly because the water was crap and the air was crap. But
yeah, so the pollution, the environment highly affects your skin. And like I'll tell my clients, especially clients who live in really big cities, like I live in Brooklyn. I grew up in Brooklyn. So growing up, we had a lot of plants that produce a lot of oxygen. So that's like a great way of
In your house?
Yeah. My parents always like, you know, air purifier, you know, high oxygen plants, like snake plants and things like that. Not keeping the window open, which is very important in New York City. Things like that. So there's little things that you can do. And yes, I do agree, getting a facial every 4 to 6 weeks can add up. But if you kind of budget it right, it can work out for a lot of people. And
I was told like if the very least go every quarter, like every time that, or every season change, because your skin goes through. So like every time there's a, you know, fall to winter, go get your facial.
Yes. And most of the time, a lot of your estheticians, they will work with you. I don't know about them, but for myself, if I have clients who, you know, they're honest with me, like, hey, Queen, I can't come every 4 to 6 weeks. Will you still be here? If I have questions, I'm always available to all of my clients, no matter if they see me only twice a year, once a year, or every 4 to 6 weeks.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk more about what you do and the practices that you believe in. I mean, okay, we get clean up your diet and ditch the whiskey. That sucks, but I get it. So in terms of how you treat your clients and what you would prefer to see, like the future of skincare, for especially for busy moms, what can we implement in our day-to-day lives outside of fixing our diet? And then what is it that you offer that's sort of different from other people?
Okay. What you could implement at home is definitely doing, like, don't see it as a spa day at home. It could be like the teeniest thing, massaging your face with your facial cleanser in the shower. That is like the easiest thing to do and to implement in your daily routine, morning and night. Because one, it feels hella nice. And secondly, it helps with the blood flow, good blood flow, which leads to healthy skin, less fine lines.
But if I close my eyes that long in the shower, the monsters will get me.
Then just maybe peek one eye open.
Okay, yeah.
So when you mean massage, you mean like get in there or
like rub the muscles?
Yes, exactly. Massage the muscle. A lot of lifting. You know, drain out your lymphatic system. You know what I mean? Drain out all the toxins from the face. You know how when we wake up after eating really high salt intake food,
yeah,
we get that funkiness. So in the morning, if you know
that, or crying myself to sleep at night,
get your facial cleanser, massage it on your face, mm-hmm, drain it out. That's all it takes, and it literally takes about 2 to 3 minutes.
So it does. Smart. So you actually can move. You can physically
drain out the puffiness. Oh yeah, 1,000%. I do a lot of sculpting massage on my clients where I realign like the cheekbones or kind of adjust like the nose. Everybody loved that V-shaped.
Yeah, I was like, can we get rid of this?
Reducing the turkey neck thingy, the fat underneath. There's so many things that you can do at home when the baby is sleeping or nursing on you. You know, just do a little. It's like the tiniest, teeniest thing that will help improve.
And so that brings us.
You realize I'm not going to stop doing this now.
So
I am.
Do you just touch it, or is there like a?
Oh no! I figure I have this really cool move going on right now.
You take your two thumbs. You press underneath.
Okay.
And you pull upward.
Oh no! I don't want to pull. Okay. Wait.
Ready?
Hold on. I got to move my gamer set away.
Oh yeah. Hold on.
Okay, ready? Okay.
Okay.
So underneath.
Okay.
Pull outward towards the ear and drain down the neck.
Okay.
Ooh.
There you go. Well, and you do this about like 5 to 6 times.
Oh, I like this idea in the shower with the cleanser.
Just even watching TV, to your point. Or yeah, like,
when you're watching Squid Game, that's like the perfect time because you're all like, you know, entranced on the TV. And the thing is, once you start doing it, it just comes naturally and easy. Like, you could be waiting for the pot roast or something, and you're just standing there like, oh, okay. I remember Queen said, let's get rid of the lines right here.
Let's do
what
that.
Do you do? How do you do that?
So basically, you take your two fingers.
Yeah.
And it's legit. Just
this?
Yeah.
Really?
Just moving it out.
And not really?
Yeah.
Tracy. Really?
But also, it's about consistency.
Okay.
Consistency is key.
Well, I think it is interesting that you think, it's like our brains are taught to think that, like, I'm not capable. I have to go somewhere else and have someone else do this.
You're definitely capable of doing it. But obviously, when clients come to see me, it's going to be very different.
Well, sure.
I have clients like, oh, shit, are you going to beat on my face today? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, interesting. And they love that feeling. Well, it's like the same as, like, I can never blow my hair out the same way my hairstylist can. But that doesn't mean I can't take care of my hair like at least somewhat.
And for me, a blowout is my worst nightmare. I do not like getting my hair blown out. I'm very weird.
You might like getting your face beat, though.
I'll beat my face all day.
So this brings us to, am I pronouncing it? Is it Gua Sha?
Yes. You can pronounce it gua sha.
Or
the traditional way, or the right way, it's, or it is
the right way, Tracy. The right way.
The traditional, the right way. It is a guatsa.
Guatsa.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
So, you know, that's how I discovered you, because you do these amazing videos, all of which I save and then never actually do. So,
but you're a guatsar.
I'm a guatsar, but I just do it real quick. I know I go up, I do my jawline, I do my cheekbone, I do my 11s, and then I go like this, and then I go like this, and then I'm done.
And you do it with your lotion, or you do it sans lotion?
Oh no, you gotta have a slip. I do it with my lotion.
You have to always use a face oil, because you want that slippage, you want that glide. Because if you use something like a moisturizer, which can dry up very quickly and easily, you don't want to pull and tug on your skin.
Okay.
And that does not feel so good either.
No. Yeah.
No, but I feel like I was told that it's supposed to be dry, and I
oh no.
Yeah.
That's never, ever.
All right.
When it comes to guatsa, it has evolved tremendously. So traditionally, especially with Asian, I grew up with it for, like, if I had the cold, if I had the flu. And I was, unfortunately, a really sick kid. So my grandmother and my nanny and my mom always used to scrape my back. So that what it means to scrape.
Oh.
And they believe that when your skin turns red, it's basically releasing out all the, like, toxins and all that stuff out of your system. And honestly, I did feel a lot better afterwards.
Tracy did it to me in a hotel room once, remember?
Yeah.
I, like, hurt my neck.
Oh,
and she like laid down and, like, gouache my neck for me.
Oh, no.
And then I said, Tracy, this is the gayest thing we've ever done. And she goes, this is the gayest thing we've ever done.
I love it.
Afterwards. I mean, it's good. It's like a little massager.
Yeah. So, explain what we're talking about for those listening. You use a stone tool.
Yes. Right.
That's typically made of jade or rose quartz.
Yes, it could be any type of stone.
Okay.
And basically, like I said, that has evolved so much. And now a lot of people see it as, it's only for beauty purposes. But the core of it and how it started was for the health of your body. But obviously it evolved, and not that it's a bad thing. It's great. But yeah, you can use it for your face now.
And so, you know, what's the black one that you use?
The Wildling.
That one is by Wildling. That one is black obsidian.
Okay.
It's very, very grounding. I love their shit. They don't endorse me. They don't, you know, I'm not an ambassador for them or anything like that. I truly stand behind all of their products, and it's effective and it works. And all my clients who purchased it, they love it too.
And so you can use it to depuff your face.
Yes.
Drain out the toxins, but then
fluid buildup.
Okay. Fluid buildup. That's good. Yep. And for your body, same thing. Like, so your fascia, if your neck is sore, it's like your own personal massager tool. And
It could also break, like, if you have an issue with cellulite, it will also help with that too. So I have two scars on my arm, unfortunately. So that helps with basically improving my blood circulation. So according to a lot of traditional Chinese medicine doctors, they say that if you do the guatsa, it's good to it's gonna minimize the look of your scar. So I do it not for that purpose. I do it for good blood flow, especially since my left arm, it goes numb a lot. It brings life back to my arm. Mm. So it's improving all of the mobility too into my left arm.
What about lines on your neck?
So the lines on the neck, like right here. Oh, let me just grab a stone. Hold on.
We're like, we're coming over.
I know, because I you guys cannot see, but
mine's so much worse.
I am so sad about the lines on my neck.
But mine's so much worse.
We all have lines on our neck, unfortunately.
You have no lines.
You are like a goddamn rainbow.
She's like a filter. You're like walking Instagram.
You are. You're like one of those beautiful people I've ever seen. But if it's the gua sha, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Fucking will change my diet and do get the stone.
1 year shy of 40, and I want to avoid all the lines.
I thought you were like 24.
Okay. So how do I get rid of?
So this is the whopping stone that I swear by. So do you see the jagged edge?
Yes.
So basically, if you were to use it on the lines, you're smoothing out the fine line.
But you don't have oil on right now. Is that hurting?
Actually, I do have oil on.
You do? Okay. You know that shit's moisturized. I'm sorry. What's up.
Okay.
So keep going. So you can use the jagged edge to comb out the fine lines.
Okay.
Like so. And basically, you just go back and forth about 6 to 8 times. And you use like the flatter line to smooth it out. And obviously to drain.
Okay.
And if it's embedded, if the line is so deep that it looks like you're wearing a necklace, like or mine.
It looks like you have a rubber band around your neck.
Sometimes I'm like, am I wearing a choker?
So if that happens, what you can do is get like a duct tape and take the back.
Beauty hacks. That's genius. Beauty hacks.
And it actually works.
I'm serious.
She taught me that. I'm not joking. She taught me that.
Who?
Who?
A client of mine, she told me that she had to go walk on the red carpet and she was like, I didn't have time to do shit. So I got duct tape and I taped the bag. My hair was covering it, so it was fine. I was like, home girl. Okay.
I mean, that's where we have to accept ourselves from where we're at. What I'm trying to say is if it's this deep and it looks like you're wearing a necklace,
yeah.
Can I gua sha that away or is the damage already done?
If it's like hella deep, it's going to take some time, right? It's about consistency and obviously using.
I'm just going to pull back on your neck when we're together.
Oh my God.
Look at that. Look, I'm like that your helper.
We all need a friend like her.
You do it to me.
Oh God, we all need,
Tracy, we like, it's all.
You guys are so funny. I love it.
We're just staring.
It's like we're in high school again. Okay, so how long are we talking to see like significant difference? Just a question. Like, 3 weeks of gua sha?
If you do consistently, like every day or every other day, you'll see a difference within maybe like a month, but you'll definitely feel the difference.
Oh, okay.
Like you'll feel your face a lot. It feels not as puffy, not as swollen. You feel your blood is flowing better overall, and you'll start standing taller too. For some weird, I don't know why.
And then all of a sudden you just end up looking confidence. Like queen. It's just it's crazy.
God, I hope so.
You gals are beautiful.
So you also mentioned that it could break up cellulite. So is that actually, I mean, I feel like there's such a debate about cellulite. You can make it go away. You can't make it go away. We shouldn't even care. We should just accept that it's part of our bodies. Like, what's your take on that?
So my take on that is, will it fully get rid of it? Maybe, maybe not. I don't want it to come out bad, but I've been very fortunate that I don't have that issue. Mm-hmm. So when I do the gua sha, you know, my main focus isn't that.
Right.
My main focus is trying to get my skin tight and also put blood flow, getting my skin glowy, the mobility of my arm back. But that's my purpose. Everybody's purpose is going to be very different. I'm not saying that it's not going to help, but it's also, again, goes back to what I said earlier, choices that you make on a daily basis. What are you eating? Are you exercising? Are you taking good care of your health? Are you going to see your doctor? Do you know what you're intolerant to and things like that? Mm-hmm. That's why I have all of my clients. I tell them all the time, like, homegirl, go get the allergy test. I want to know what you're intolerant to, because that will also help.
If you guys go to her Instagram, you will be like, please, I want to lay down in front of you and have you rub my like every massage you do for every client is different.
Yeah, because every single client is different, right? Yeah,
right.
You know, every client is different. So I think that makes me very, very different from a lot of estheticians. It's because I treat every client as their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So no two massage will ever be the same. In the videos, it might look like it's the same, but it changes up all the time. And it could be one client, but from month to month, her her, you know, how her skin is, her muscles is going to be very different. Every single week it changes. Your body go through changes like crazy. Mm-hmm. And I work around that.
But there are things we all can
techniques
we can do.
Yes, those are all things that everybody can do. And I mean, I see my clients and they're doing it. And then she would send me a video of her kids doing it. I'm like, oh.
Oh, kids. That's good. Gosh, if we teach our girls early.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And that's what my grandmother and my mom did. And my aunts and my nanny, they taught me early on that if you take good care of your health, your skin will be good too.
Well, it's worked for you. I feel Certainly. Like that is something I think culturally that just Americans just we just missed that whole lesson of of investing in your skin and your health mm-hmm. from an early age, you know? And like
health
said,
is wealth.
Yeah.
Health is wealth. And after COVID, it's so sad, but that's when people started taking their health more mm-hmm. seriously.
Yeah.
And when it comes to self-care definitely starts at home. And self-care is something that everybody should really focus, should really practice. And you'll see the improvement too, not just with your health, but just your mindset on a daily basis. Like you'll wake up so much more happier too. Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that you said you'll just start to stand up straighter. That sounds like good motivation for people.
For some guacha.
Thank you, Queen.
Yes,
thank you so much for all of your knowledge, sharing it with us.
Really quick. Oh my gosh, our pleasure. Really quick before we leave, tell everyone where they can find you, what you're doing, how to look you up, all the things.
Okay, so you could find me on Instagram, obviously. If you want to book an appointment, book away. I live in Brooklyn. My practice is also in Brooklyn.
Great. Watch her videos, man. You'll learn so much. Thank you for all the free knowledge to all us moms in Denver and everywhere else.
And if you girls are ever in New York, hey.
We will find you.
Absolutely, we'll find you. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Face.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Hi, ladies. So my favorite beauty hack has to do with eye cream or not eye cream. I used to spend $1 billion on eye creams from Nordstrom or wherever I happen to get them. And then I read this article online one time that said that Jennifer Lopez uses Vaseline as eye cream, which I find that hard to believe, but I started using it and I swear it works just as well as the ones that cost $50 for a tiny little container. It also works really well in the winter when my face is super dry. I just cover my entire face in Vaseline and it soaks in and I wake up and my skin is super soft. So that's my favorite hack.
Hi there, Band of Mothers. Longtime listener, first time caller here. I just wanted to call in and tell you a couple of quick beauty hacks that I've been using over the years. The first is a sunscreen application hack. I hate having sunscreen on my hands. I hate having to apply it to all of my children. And I came up with this idea to use a makeup brush and put the sunscreen on the makeup brush and apply it to their faces. And no mess, and nobody complains, and it doesn't get in their eyes, and it's even application, and it's so perfect, and I use it on myself as well. Super easy, super quick, and again, no mess. The second tip I have is a new product that I've been using called a Solo Wave. It's this teeny tiny little microcurrent red light device that you swipe over your face for 5 to 30 minutes a day, and it helps with your complexion and your skin cells and everything else in between. But it's done wonders. It's helping with the dark circles under my eyes. It's helping with those fine lines, and anything I can do to keep this 45-year-old skin looking good, I'm going to do it. Hope you all are having a great day. Take care.
We are going to play a game. So we need one volunteer to bravely come up here and play the game with us. Anyone? Preferably in the, okay, you have, I saw you. You've got the eyes. You were doing it. Okay, come on up here, sister.
Come up here. Give it up for this breeder. Hello, love. Here, come sit right here. Tell everybody your name.
My name is Lisa.
Nice to meet you, Lisa. How many humans are you raising?
Just one.
Don't say just one. One human that you're raising is a lot.
Of human.
Of human.
That's, yes. We don't, yes.
For a lot of people, that's too much human. Well, we're happy you're here tonight. We're going to play a game called Stump the Breeder. It's multiple choice. And you'll be filling in the blank. These are very scientific answers, you guys. We have Googled all of them. Everyone all right. ready?
Okay, here we go. First question. Refresh clumpy mascara by adding blank and swishing it around in the tube. Baby spit up, gin, saline solution, lube.
Well, C, but I feel like it should be D.
Wow, Lisa likes lube. All right, Lisa says saline solution, and that is correct.
That is correct. Awesome.
Lining your eyes on the bottom of your upper lid lashes is called this, and is supposed to give you a youth boost, making your eyes bigger and brighter. Okay, A, it's called 1988. B, it's called tight lining. C, it's called flat lining. Or D, conjunctivitis.
I'm going to go with B.
You are correct. It is tight lining.
Yes.
Who knew? I did it tonight, you guys.
You tight lined?
It's so complicated. Anything with the word tight, I'm into it. So,
on the bottom of your upper lid.
Yeah, so you,
on the bottom
so
of your
I have like
lid.
A magnifying mirror. Yeah, you lift your eyelashes God. Like this. And then you'd stick the thing directly into your fucking eye. And you're crying the whole time. It's really nice.
You know, when I saw you, I thought your eyes looked bigger and brighter.
Thank
so,
you.
So there you go. All right, here we go. Next question.
31% of women aged 18 to 29 years old, A, shave their legs every day. B, cry in the shower every day. C, apply makeup every day. Or D, don't know how lucky they are to be age 18 to 29 years old.
Yeah, it's probably C.
It's C. They apply makeup every day.
Oh, youth.
They have the time.
Okay. They know how to tight line.
They're tight lining every day.
All right, next question.
A deoxycholic acid that dissolves small quantities of fat is currently approved for use beneath your chin and is called A, Kybella, B, Kylie Jenner, C, Rubella, or D, Bella Hadid.
A.
It's A, Kybella.
Very good. For several weeks after a Brazilian butt lift, you need to sit on a blank to make sure the fat transfer heals correctly and evenly. You need to sit on a caipirinha.
It's Brazilian.
A boppy pillow. A Brazilian's face. Or you need to sit on Giselle.
She says C and I'm with her. Yeah, you have to sit on a Brazilian's face.
If you get a Brazilian butt lift, you have to sit on a Brazilian's
face. It might happen to be Giselle, and that's fine.
That's fine too. But it is in fact B, a boppy pillow. You get your butt lifted, you have to sit on a boppy.
By the way, it's not an implant, it's fat transfer. Did you guys know this? I just learned this, and you just learned this.
Well, you and I both know I didn't even know what a Brazilian butt lift was until we wrote this. So, yeah, you know, baby steps for all of us.
Okay. Kate Middleton is said to have had blank in the days prior to her royal wedding. She had A, bee sting facial, B, a full body of bee stings, C, she sat in a sauna full of bees, or D, honeycomb cereal.
What is it? A?
Help her out.
A?
A?
A. Apparently she had a bee sting facial.
That doesn't seem right. Right before your wedding?
They use this the venom from a bee sting, from bees, and they like put it on your face.
To plump you up?
Apparently.
Okay. In the 16th century, high society women used blank to fill in their eyebrow hair.
This is true.
A, a calligraphy quill. B, pubes. C, mouse fur. Or D, chambermaid eyebrows.
I think D.
She thinks that high society women in the 16th century used the eyebrows from their chambermaids. But it is, in fact, C, mouse fur.
to fill in your eyebrows. I'm not that shocked. It makes perfect sense. It's soft.
So you guys, what you I read it? Was the reason they lost their hair and had to put pubes on. No, I'm sorry. Mouse fur. I like the pubes answer. Is because there was so much lead in their makeup that it made them lose hair. So we were like painting ourselves
with poison.
With poison in the 16th century. So the patriarchy.
Yep. Okay.
All right. The proper term for a bird poop facial, where bird excrement is mixed with rice bran and water to exfoliate the face.
Bird poop facial
is A, Mississippi bird bath. B, Japanese nightingale facial. C, a Birdie Sanchez.
So good. So good.
Or D, Ravenclaw.
No, it's C. It's C.
You think it's Birdie Sanchez? Yes.
It's the Japanese nightingale facial, but we'll give it up. We'll give it up to Birdie Sanchez. You guys, give it up for Lisa. She's a really good sport.
Lisa, you're amazing.
Lisa, go get yourself a Birdie Sanchez.
It's our favorite things. That's the theme, apparently.
And dance. She just did a little dance.
It's our favorite things. It's Tracy and Shayna's favorite things.
Favorite things.
Favorite things. Ben and Mother's podcast.
This is jazz hands at the end. Yeah, we thought we would just share with you guys some of our favorite little beauty things.
Our favorite little beauty things. You can find us at favorite little beauty things on the gram.
That's where our true influencer account is.
Not true, but what if there is? I'm sure there is someone.
And there's got to be.
She's going to have millions of followers.
Millions,
now.
If not trillions.
Okay.
So let's talk. These are some of our favorite things that we use in our beauty cabinet.
Even after criticizing ourselves at how shitty we are at this, these are the things we swear by.
Yeah, maybe we're not so bad as we think. I think we're pretty hard on ourselves. We got
to
lighten up.
In general. I know. In general. Really, this podcast is just telling me to lighten up.
In so many ways.
So many ways. All right. I will tell you that when I did my little thing on, when I made that little reel of my makeup hack, mm-hmm. which you can all find on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. Favorite little things. No, I'm just kidding. It's at Band of Mothers Official. Somebody asked me what I was using on my eyebrows. And I'd never really thought it was anything special before. But then I thought to myself, I have been using this same palette for probably 3 years. Don't get mad at me if that's not sanitary. However, it has lasted me that long and I kind of love it. So I thought I'd share it with you. It's that brand you can get at the CVS, ELF, ELF,
we don't
or
know.
ELF. And it's this little eyebrow palette. It has a little dark brown cream, if you're dark brown like me, and a little like dark brown powder. And then I take a flat tip brush and I dip it in the little cream and I just kind of brush into my brows and it's super easy. And then once they're kind of brushed into with the cream, because it like molds them, I take the other end of my little flat tip brush that has a regular brush and I just do a little on each side.
Interesting. So you don't use a pencil, because I use a pencil.
Mm-mm. When I use a pencil, I'm too like type A crazy and I end up having very sculpted and I kind of like the rougher look.
Okay. They look very sculpted to me. Well, they look great. Your eyebrows look great. They always look great.
Thank you. It's ELF Eyebrow Palette. It was like $7.
Okay. Good to know. Something else you can usually get at the drugstore, certainly at Target. I swear by the Egyptian clay mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's just clay. There's nothing else in it. You get a huge tub of it for like $6. It'll last you probably a year because it takes a tablespoon at most to do your face and like someone else's face in the house. And well, of course my husband.
Okay. Right.
You know, he's a little, yeah. Yeah. So I mix it with apple cider vinegar mm-hmm. and then I put a drop of frankincense in it. And then I take multivitamins, like green multivitamins, like multigreens, but in mm-hmm. a capsule form. And I put that in there because I saw someone on the gram do it, because all those great antioxidants from the green vegetables, like spirulina and corella, I don't know.
Cruella.
Cruella. mix all that in there and then just slap it on, and it just pulls out everything. It's like a total reset for my face, that mask.
Do you have any like proof about the greens?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just wondering, but it's a great idea.
Well, if your skin is an organ and it absorbs anything that you put on it within 27 seconds, that's a hard and fast rule. Mm-hmm. Then why wouldn't it absorb the vitamins and the nutrients that you're putting, that your stomach would absorb? Why wouldn't your skin absorb it?
Okay. I'm in.
Okay. What else you got?
I love the Lango drawstring bag. I got Tracy one.
Yes.
For Christmas a couple years ago. It is so cool. So it's like this drawstring pouch, basically, that I keep all my makeup in, and then I undrawstring it and it lays kind of open like a big circle and flat. So you're not digging for your makeup.
Yeah.
Like everything's just kind of laid out in front of you. And I, because I'm crazy, I just leave mine in my sink in my bathroom upstairs and it kind of just like fills the area of the sink. Yeah. And then I have to use my husband's sink when I want any sort of water or brush my teeth. But it's really easy to like pack up and go. And then like if you're in a when we're in hotel rooms, you just kind of lay it out on the bed or the counter and everything's laid out. And they're really inexpensive. You can get them on the Amazon.
Yeah, I do love mine. I love it. I super love it. One thing we both love is expensive.
I don't even think it's that bad, honestly.
It lasts forever. Is the Goop Jeans oil.
Yeah, I was going to look it up.
We were kind enough to be gifted the oil from Goop, and that was very kind. And so we so appreciated it. But that oil, you guys, especially if you live in a dry climate like we do, and you need deep nourishment for your skin, a little really does go a long way.
It smells so good.
And it does make you look dewy and glowy. It's freaking fantastic. And it does really last a long time. It's a big jar of it for what you use.
Oh, for sure. And I like to put it on, like if I don't have time to do a lot before I have to get my kids ready for school and stuff, like it wakes me up.
I do the same
thing. You do. It's just like gets me all like moisturized and dewy and stuff before I go make lunches and get the kids to school.
Oh, I splash with cold water first. And I do the same thing. But do you know what I always think when I put it on, like, is like the early morning? I'm like, it looks like I just had sex.
Oh.
It's like that freshly fucked look.
Oh.
That's what I always think when I put on.
Okay.
No, like you're supple and like your skin's all flush and it's like there's juices in it. You look juicy. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
And every time I think, I'm like, oh, I just look like I had like really good morning sex. But so no, anyway, so
delightful.
Hey, Gwyneth, there's a tagline for you and your Goop Jeans oil.
Goop oil. It's like you just fucked.
Let's been freshly fucked.
Okay. All right. Another fave. We had an esthetician on our podcast a long time ago who's amazing. Her name is Trina Renee, and she has a whole skincare line, and she's fabulous and very, very knowledgeable. And she told, because I was complaining about raccoon eyes when I take a shower or whatever, no matter how much I try to get my mascara off with my wipes, I can never get them all off. So she was like, oh, just use tubing mascara. And I was like, well, what the heck is tubing mascara? And so apparently, when you put it on, it just kind of like clings to your lashes. It makes them extend, all the things that mascara does these days, but it just kind of comes off. You just kind of twist it off.
And it doesn't pull out your eyelashes?
No. And it comes off just with my wipes, first of all. I'm sure with your coconut oil or whatever anybody uses to remove makeup. But I can shower in it. I wake up in the morning. I never have raccoon eyes anymore. It's just solved. And they have two kinds. I've used them both. One that's more like
the
thicker.
Brand?
Blink, B-L-I-N-C. One that's like the thicker one, and one that's, I actually like the other one. I feel like they look a little bit more natural. But tubing mascara, like solved. I don't know why we don't all use tubing mascara.
I know, you've been telling me to get it. I just like my mascara right now, even though I get the raccoon eyes, but I still like it.
Can't do it anymore.
I will say, shout out to Kat and Nat. I watched one of their reels, and she was using a tanning oil. Tanning drops, they're this new thing.
Ooh. What is that? What does that mean?
I don't know. It's like in a glass dropper bottle, kind of like the Goop Jeans oil. and you just put a few drops of this and you put it on your face and you're tan in like 5 hours.
What about your hands?
Well, you wash your hands.
Okay.
Wash your hands.
I'm nervous about that.
But it was, she used the Isle of Paradise self-tanning drops.
Okay.
And I have to say.
You're in.
Yes.
Okay.
So I will say that it wears off pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, I use some pads from my esthetician. Is sort of like cleansing pads.
Mm-hmm.
And when I use that, like whatever's in there, like the tanning stuff just kind of comes off.
Mm.
But like if you wake up and you've got a hot date or you're going out with the girl, you're just feeling blah and you need a look like a zzz, you put like a bunch of drops in your hand, mix it with a little of your moisturizer, slather it on
your
face.
Oh, you mix it with the moisturizer.
I do. I don't know. You don't have to, but I do. Just I feel like it just
evens it out.
Yeah, like it, you know, yeah, exactly. And smear it on your face, wash your hands, and in 5 hours, you will look tanner.
Do you have to blend it down your neck?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I blend it all the way down my neck. I've never had a streak. You've never said anything.
Sorry.
No.
You look really beautiful and tan.
I haven't done it in a long time, but
okay.
Anyway, Isle of Paradise. And like, I will say you can get it on Amazon, which I'm trying not to shop at as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister was going to get some and she started reading all the reviews and there's like counterfeit Isle of Paradise on Amazon. So it suggested that you actually buy it from like Sephora or somewhere or their website.
Huh.
Yeah. Self-tanning drops. So I imagine you could use it wherever, really.
Yeah. I've never self-tanned.
You've never done it.
I mean, maybe when I was like 14 and it was crap and it like stained the inside of my fingers.
Yeah, I've never had a stain. And yeah, it's like a glow. It's real good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it. Those are some of our most favorite things we wanted to share with you.
Oh, I will say really quick one more beauty hack from our makeup artist, Caitlin, who always does our makeup here in Denver for things.
Mm-hmm.
She told us that if you just take your finger and swipe your bronzer and wipe it over your eyelids, it's like a perfect eyeshadow that looks good on everyone. And it's just a little something for your eyes. And I have done it for years.
I do that with a brush. I cannot do a finger swipe.
I love the finger swipe.
Cannot finger swipe.
Why?
That's can't what do it.
Said.
Can't do it.
Just, but like, just I why?
It won't be even to me. Like, I can't. I'll take my blush brush and do like a bronzer. Because now I don't use the blush brush for blush. I use it for bronzer. And then I wipe it off.
With wipes.
In a few weeks, you're going to hear an interview we did with Wendy Eiler from Goodbye Crop Top that we were lucky enough to have to discuss aging and empowering women in middle age. And in that interview, we asked her for some beauty hacks for this episode. And this is what she had to say.
I don't believe in hacks.
Okay.
Okay. Like, do the work. Put the work in. I believe it's important to have your basics in place, you know, your basic health rules in place. And are you moving? Are you drinking your water? Do you have a spiritual practice? Are you sleeping as well as you can? Who are you hanging around with, right? And if you work hard every day to make sure these basics are in place, everything else is just a bit easier.
That was a whirlwind of excitement for your face.
It was. And if you enjoyed that and you'd like to share it,
please do.
Please do.
Just text it right now to someone.
That's right. And while you're texting, and if you're driving, don't text. Wait till you pull over. Pull over right now. Why don't you tell another mom that she's beautiful? That would mean so much. And you never forget when somebody says something nice to you like that, especially as a mom. Just say that she's doing a great job. Tell her that she looks so good for somebody who's has such young kids, or just anything nice to a mama friend. Text it to her right now, just while you're thinking about it.
Love it. But mostly just text this episode to like 15 of your favorite people.
Yeah, and follow that text up with this episode. make sure that you go on the gram and follow us at Band of Mothers Official. And if you are on Facebook, join our Facebook group, Band of Mothers. Not hard to find.
Nope. And if you would like to leave a message, we are looking for people who have had plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. If you've had a boob job, if you've had something done to your face, if you've had a mommy makeover, we would love to hear it. Liposuction, any of the things. We would love to hear your experience. Did you love it? Did you hate it? Do you regret it? Was it the best decision you ever mm-hmm. made? Call us and leave a message. We're also looking for moms who've gone gray, especially if you decided to grow your hair out in during the lockdown. We want to hear what your experience has been. What made you finally decide to do it? How do you feel now? Is it empowering? Do you hate it? Please leave us a message. Call bandofmothers.com/share your story. And you can just leave us a quick voicemail on our hotline.
You can just do that on your computer or your phone. You just go to the site.
It's super easy. And you can be on the podcast.
That's right. And as well as next week is our episode about body image, which is why we were asking you about plastic surgery and stuff. But if you just have any thoughts about your body image once you became a mom, we want to hear that too. Mm-hmm. So you can go to, again, bandofmothers.com/share your story. Click on the leave us a message button. It's so easy. And just leave us a little message about how you feel about your body. It's anonymous. We'll always ask you before we tag you or anything like that. So do that for us. It'd be great. We want to hear your stories.
Yep. This podcast doesn't work without you guys. So thanks for everyone to everyone who's been sharing your stories. We really appreciate it. We hope you enjoyed and you are enjoying our Mommy Ear Image series. If you haven't listened to our last series, Well, That Happened, go ahead and go back and binge that one. It's a rip-roaring good time as well. And we will see you next week. We love you. Don't forget to listen to Band of Mothers podcast weekly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.